Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Gym Ramble. If you're new here, my name is Alicia, and I'm so excited to be here with you today, talking to you about today's topic, which is how to prioritize your health and fitness goals when you have a busy schedule. Okay, we're going to be talking, we're going to be breaking things down. I'm going to be talking to you about the busiest season of my life and how fitness had to change and had to play a different role in my life during that season. What I do now, actionable steps to help you along your day-to-day, fitting fitness into life, and just talking about what that looks like. Because if there's one thing that I hate, it's when I see on the internet people saying we all have the same 24 hours in a day, because we absolutely do not. I mean, tell that to one of my clients who's like a mom of two and works 12-hour overnight shifts at the hospital as a nurse, okay? Like, you are in college, you do not have the same schedule as her. So that is something that really irks me, and I promise you that these tips are not going to be tips like you just need to want it more, you just need to prioritize it, because I get it. You do care about the gym. You do care about eating for your goals and, you know, training for your goals and prioritizing yourself, but it just seems like you're constantly playing a game of catch up. So while I'm not going to be able to, of course, talk about every scenario, because it is so individualized when we're talking about your specific responsibilities and struggles and day to day, I am going to be talking about, like I said, my own specific journey, because I did have a season of life where I was really, really, really busy and just not able to prioritize myself like I am now. I'm very fortunate, very grateful that now I am a little bit more in control of my schedule. But we're going to be talking about how that can maybe apply to you with some of the changes that I made previously. And then talking about how prioritizing your fitness journey can actually lead to more time in your day-to-day, which is something that I think a lot of people get backwards. So we're going to be talking about that, and I'm really just excited to jump in. Just really quick, I like to post polls before I do each episode, just polling you guys on Instagram on my story about what you want to see next. So I do this weekly. It's pretty fun to get you guys involved. So if you're not following me there, my Instagram name is at Fitness by Alicia. Alicia is spelled A-L-I-C-I-A. So if you're not coming from there, go ahead and tune into those weekly stories just so you can have a say in what you want to see next. All right, guys, let's go ahead and jump right in. So the first thing that I want to differentiate between is the difference between being in a busy season of life versus entering into a new season of life, right? So I'm going to first be talking about what to do if you're in a busy season of life. So maybe work is picking up, you have to work longer hours. Maybe your kid is in the season of playing softball, so you got to go to those games. You just have more going on in the day. It's not your forever thing. It's not like, okay, I'm graduating college and I'm starting a job. Like, this is entering in a new season of life. It's simply just a new season of life. It's simply just busy for a season, busy for a couple weeks, a couple months, whatever that may be. Okay. When you have this, when you have a busy season of life, sometimes you just have to laugh and be like, yep, this is going to be hard. Like, I'm not going to have as much free time as I usually have. I'm not going to be able to watch Netflix maybe as leisurely as I once did. I'm going to be a little bit more robotic this season of life. Okay. This was me the beginning of 2021. I was still working a full-time job. It was in busy season of that job. I was working, I kid you not, like 12, 13 hours a day, every single day, about 5 hours on the weekend. I had around 10 to 11 clients on the side. This was before coaching, of course, was full-time for me. I was working from home because at that point it was still, you know, the pandemic sort of thing. People were working from home, but nevertheless, I had to be online. I had to be engaging with other people in, you know, the Teams chat or whatever. So I couldn't just work when I wanted to work. And ultimately I had to be on for truly that many hours. that was really difficult because at that point I had been, you know, in the working world for only a few months. Work was really picking up. I did not like my job at all. So having a lot of time doing things that drained you, that was unfulfilling for me, which was my job, right? My actual job, not my clients. That was actually like the silver lining for me, which is why I'm so grateful I get to do that full time now and just pursue that. But as you can imagine, doing something for that long that's unfulfilling, that drains you, I'm not motivated for the other things in my life, right? Like I was not motivated to go to the gym. I was not motivated to work out early. I'm not a morning workout person. But I truly had to look at my day and be like, okay, what is my day? I have to log on my computer at 9 a.m. I'm finished at 9, sometimes 10 p.m. I maybe have 30 minutes in there for lunch, for a break. That's it, you guys. I had a meeting every night at 8:30 p.m. with other people on my team. Like, it was crazy. It was a crazy line of work. It was a crazy few months. And this, I really had to have a conversation with myself about my solutions. And it was like, okay, what are my options? Spend these next 4 months not going to the gym, not focusing on my nutrition, not, you know, focusing on my steps and hitting my fitness goals. That's going to make me feel so terrible. Or I can focus on changing my environment, changing my schedule up, understanding that it's going to suck and just kind of embrace the suck for the purpose of still prioritizing myself. Because there was something really valuable that came with still prioritizing my goals because I didn't feel like my whole entire life was waking up, going to work, and then going to bed. And I feel like if your schedule is like that, like you wake up, you go to work, maybe you get the kids ready for work, then you go to work, then you come home, then you handle the kids, then you watch TV, then you go to bed, you don't have a lot of pockets of time for you. And those are hard to create. I'm not saying like, oh yeah, you magically are gonna all of a sudden have 2 hours of your day to dedicate towards yourself. It's not about the time. It's about making efforts to tailor what you're already doing towards your goals, right? Because if you know in the back of your head that you're doing XYZ for your fitness goals, suddenly you don't feel like you're spending your whole day like giving and giving and giving, right? Like you're giving to your other responsibilities, you're giving your efforts to your job. And then at the end of the day, it's like, what do you have at the end of the day to prioritize yourself to be like, I did this for me? So for me, my fitness journey was really my saving grace throughout that time period where I did not like my job and I just felt like I was being a robot day to day. I had this little pocket on the side of my fitness journey being like, you know what, no matter what happens in the day, no matter what happens that I can't control at work, no matter how late I have to work or blah, 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 I'm still going to have my fitness journey that I have complete control over, that I can make good decisions on, that I can go to bed knowing whatever happened, I checked the boxes that I had to check. That was very empowering for me. And it sucked. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh yeah, like I loved every minute of going to the gym and tracking my macros while I was working this job. I didn't, but I was able to tailor my training around and execute even if it wasn't perfect all the time. So I'll tell you what I did. So the first thing that I did was I was very flexible with the days that I was working out. Prior to starting that job, I was probably working out 5 days a week. I would do Monday, Tuesday, you know, Thursday, Friday, and then one day on the weekend. Okay, just for context, now I only train 4 days a week, but at the time, you know, whatever, I love training. I was training 5 days a week. When I started that job, I tailored it back to 4. And I knew on the weekends, those were the days that I didn't want to feel rushed. Like I was like, okay, if I have my longest workout days on the weekend, one day Saturday, one day Sunday, maybe my leg day was on Saturday, my back day or pull day, you know, back and biceps was on Sunday. Okay, great. I have 2 days taken care of. I know that I can wake up, be a little bit more leisurely with my day, spend a little bit more time at the gym if that's what I wanted to, and not feel rushed for work. And then I would only have 2 days during the week that I had to wake up in the morning and go work out. And it was a grind. This busy season of life was also in the winter, so it was very cold, It was very dark early. It was just not an overall enjoyable experience. But I'll tell you what, there was something so great about starting my workday, knowing that I had already gone to the gym. I had already been around people for the day, right? Like there were people at my gym. It woke me up, like being around that environment of other people working out. It just kind of felt like, okay, I had this little pocket of time for me, and now I could go to the gym and be a little bit more level-headed. Whereas before, or even on the days that I didn't work out, I kind of felt like I'm just, you know, a slave to the company. You know, like I was just kind of like, oh man, I'm waking up and all I'm doing is I'm logging in and I'm just a robot, right? So it kind of broke me out of the monotony and allowed me to take my life back a little bit, right? And so I feel like if you're in this season of maybe not really knowing like what you're doing career-wise or where you're living, or, you know, if you're just in kind of this unknown season of life, like I was, I think it's very empowering to kind of be like, all right, what promises can I keep to myself and how can I show up for myself outside of these day-to-day obligations? And maybe you don't necessarily feel trapped, but you feel like majority of your day is kind of not about you and not showing up for you. It's kind of like, okay, I keep using this term, but I'm robotic. I'm kind of going through the motions. Like, break that up. Like, have a corner of your life that are dedicated to your goals, right? Leveling up physically, leveling up mentally, all of these things, it's going to foster more confidence in other areas of your life. And that's really what I found for myself. And so I had to really ask myself how fitness looks different. And there were days when I went to the gym in the morning, and I only did 2 exercises and I left because I was like, this is a terrible workout. I don't want to be here, right? Like nothing was perfect. There were days when I was going to work out on the weekend and then I ended up doing something else and I couldn't go to the gym, right? It wasn't perfect, but I was able to still attempt to show up for myself. Another thing that I did was I broke up my lunch. I would actually eat lunch before my lunch break. I would eat while I worked. And then during my lunch break, I would go for a walk. I knew it was so important for me to go outside. I got some steps in, like it was a great time. And on the days in the morning when I wasn't going to the gym, I spent more time walking. Like I would use that dedicated time that would have been spent at the gym to go on a walk. And so that's how I would make sure to get my steps in. In terms of nutrition, you know, I'm going to be eating food no matter what, right? So I might as well be tracking it. I might as well go that extra step to make sure that, hey, do I have some chicken prep for the day? Do I have some rice prep for the day? Am I ordering in? Okay, what am I gonna order in? I ate so much Chipotle because it was easy to track. It was pretty macro friendly. I had my order down to a T. If you want that order, DM me, I'll let you know. But it was just really, I just was checking the boxes every single day. And nutrition looked a little bit different too, right? I was eating more like meals that were just made up of a lot of snacks because I didn't have a lot of time to prep things. So it would be like, okay, I need a protein, I need a carb, I need a fat. I'll have some yogurt, I'll top it with some blueberries, I'll have some rice cakes, so deli meat, and then I'll have some carrots. You know, like it was not glamorous, but it was one of those things, like I said at the beginning, where I just kind of had to laugh it off and be like, bro, what is the season of life? Like, this is crazy. Like, what am I doing? And then what I would do is after work, I would only have client check-ins on 2 days out of the week. And I would at night do their check-ins and then, you know, that would be done. But obviously I didn't have a lot of clients and they had already been my clients for a few months at that point. So it was pretty like good with the check-in. Like we were in a flow, right? So that was the busiest season of my life, I think, to this day. And I look back and I'm so proud of myself for doing that. And I think back to that time and I'm like, man, if I could prioritize myself that way during that time, I can do anything, right? And I think that's the other boat of confidence that I want to give you is like, it's not going to look perfect. You're going to take messy action. But if you know that you have this little pocket of your day that you're dedicating towards yourself, even if it's hard, even if other things have to go to the wayside for a little bit, you're going to look back and be like, wow, I really did that. Like, that's awesome. I will tell you that during that time, I did not watch Netflix. I did not watch TV. I did not watch The Bachelor season. I don't know what happened that season, you know? My entertainment was through my podcast that I listened to while I was on my walks, while I was at the gym, while I was warming up and cooling off, even when I was working, sometimes I would do monotonous work and listen to podcasts. So I found entertainment in a different way that allowed me to still pursue my goals while doing it, right? Maybe you have a walking pad at home and you're like, hey, I really enjoy watching my Netflix show while getting in my steps. That's great. I didn't have that at the time, right? So that was something that I had to conscientiously give up and be like, okay, I'm not going to be doing my whole, you know, oh, I'm off work, let me watch an episode or two. If I had free time, I was getting in my steps for the day. I was making sure to prep protein sources for the next day. I was making sure that I had my boxes checked for the next day, or I was going to bed super early because I knew, oh, tomorrow's going to be one of those days where I have to wake up early and go to the gym. Like, it was kind of always about that. And then on the weekend when I was able to, you know, have some free time, that was when I would do things with friends. That was when I would kind of focus on my community and stuff like that. But even during the week when I would have a break from work, I would utilize that time to help with my relationships. Like, I was single at the time, but I would, you know, call my mom. I would call my friends. I would catch up. I utilized that time to help with my relationship. So I didn't just feel like, okay, I'm waking up, I'm going to work, and then I'm going to bed. So those things were what I had to kind of help me through this season of life, because it was really difficult. And I tell you what, I had a lot of coworkers, because we were all working those hours. I had a lot of coworkers who told me, like, man, I haven't gone to the gym in like 3 months, or like, I feel like crap. I've gained 20 pounds, right? It's easy to fall into that, like, man, this is just a season of life where I'm not going to be able to prioritize myself. But I really don't want you to fall back into that mentality, because if you are sitting here and you're saying, well, I don't have time to focus on my fitness journey or to focus on being healthy right now, and you are letting that consume you, you are going to continue to fall back on that excuse and never see progress. Because if you're only looking at the roadblocks, that's all you're going to see. You're never going to see the opportunities. Okay. And I know that for you, maybe you're listening to this and you're like, yeah, well, I actually have less time than you did in that example. Okay. Right. But what are you doing on the day to day? You're probably moving your body to some degree, even if it's just walking around your house. You're still eating food, right? Go that extra mile to think about how you can add protein to your meals. Go that extra mile to see if maybe instead of watching that show, you can listen to a really entertaining podcast and go on a walk, right? Maybe you can take your lunch break at a different time and or take half your lunch break and dedicate that to a walk outside. Maybe you can start to get groceries delivered and really just say, hey, you know what? My time is worth, you know, saving going to the grocery store. I'm going to pay a little bit extra to get a Instacart membership or whatever. So grocery shopping, you save time there, right? Start to think about that and like viewing your time as an investment and being like, okay, where do I want to spend it? Like, I only have so much money in a day, money or maybe like minutes in a day or whatever. How am I going to spend it? And that's kind of tip number one. I had some 5 tips listed out here. And that's number one is, I want you to audit your day. A lot of people are scared to make habit changes because it means that they have to face the habits that they don't want to face. Maybe you know you have bad nutrition habits. Maybe you know you have bad training habits, or you know you don't exercise, or maybe you are scared to kind of face your day and audit your day because you know you do a lot of doom scrolling and you're not as productive as you would like to be. I get it. Okay. I get it. It's hard to face what you're doing on the day to day. A lot of people have, you know, avoidant tendencies when it comes to things like finances, when it comes to things like habits, when it comes to things like nutritional health and stuff like that, right? But the only way that we can make improvements on these things is if we understand what is going on. So awareness and auditing your day is going to be step one. Because I think a big reason why people think, oh, I don't have time to be healthier, to prioritize my fitness goals, or to hire a coach, is because they think they have a preconceived notion of what fitness has to look like. They're like, well, I don't want to give up my late night snacks while I'm watching Netflix because that's the only thing that like brings me joy at the end of my workday, right? And it's like, okay, well, you don't have to give up these foods. Or it's like, well, I don't have time to drive an hour to the gym, or 30 minutes to a gym, go to the gym for an hour and a half, and then drive 30 minutes home. Okay, you don't have to do that 7 days a week, right? Oh my gosh, I don't have time to meal prep. I've never meal prepped in my life. I've never prepped an entire meal and put it in a Tupperware and put it in the fridge, right? You don't have to do that. Oh, I don't have time to hire a coach. It's like, and this is going to be a conversation for the end, but a coach can actually add time back to your day. If you are focusing on your nutrition and your training, you're probably going to find yourself having more time in the day. Because if you're doing things that is in alignment with making you feel good, because it's not only just about looking a certain way, you're going to have more energy, your sleep is going to be on point, and you're just going to have more energy to be more productive. You're going to have less brain fog. You're going to feel like, all right, I'm getting things done. I'm in a groove. I know what I need to do for the day. I know it's going to make me feel good. And then you're going to find pockets of time where you're like, oh, wow, I do have more free time. I do feel more energized. I got that done quicker than I usually would have. Okay, I'm going to make this decision quicker because I know what it needs to be. I'm not sitting here thinking about, oh, should I be eating that? Should I be doing this? Am I doing enough? Should I be doing that? Oh, let me scroll my phone. Let me look at a workout for today. What should I be doing? Oh, it's kind of too late to work out. Should I even work out? No, you don't have any of those thoughts anymore because you know exactly what you need to be doing. You know, you have a plan. You have somebody, if you have a coach to ask questions to, you know what you need to do and you know how to get it done, right? If you cannot draw these non-negotiables for yourself in the sand about what you need to do, that is step one that you have to figure out. Right? Because back to my example, I knew at that time what my macros were. I knew what my targets were. I knew how many days I needed to train and I knew what I needed to do in the gym, right? That's a lot of steps that I had already figured out just because I had a coach, right? I had a coach during that time and I was able to really just be like, all right, I know what I need to do. We talked about how to change things moving forward, but it was up to me to look at my day, to look at what I could do, what I couldn't do, and to use that as an opportunity to not drop the ball in that area of life, right? So that was on me. That wasn't on any sort of coach or anybody like that, right? Because at the end of the day, nobody can make you do anything. And it's up to you to kind of be open to collaborating and being like, all right, here's what I have in my schedule. Here's what I'm willing to do. Here's what I'm not willing to do. What can we work with? So that is definitely something to think about too, is prioritizing yourself during a busy season of life can sometimes help with the overwhelm and the anxiety around, oh my gosh, this is so busy. I don't know what to do. I can't prioritize myself. I'm just kind of going on autopilot. And then all of a sudden months have passed. You haven't made any progress. And you, maybe the season of life that's really busy stops and you wake up and you're like, oh my gosh, I did not prioritize myself throughout that whole season. I feel like I'm starting from ground zero. And now you truly don't feel motivated even when you do have the time, right? So it was never really about the time. And this is something too that I like to say to people is like, you say you don't have the time, but in March of 2020, you had all the time in the world. What were the decisions you were making? Okay, something to think about, right? Like we're gonna go there. It's been almost 4 years, which is crazy. But that's something to really ask yourself. And again, I want you to lean in. I want you to lean into these conversations that feel uncomfortable, to thinking about the habits, to thinking about where you can improve, to thinking about the things that you're being avoidant towards. Because oftentimes where we find this avoidancy, we need to lean into it. Because there's gonna be growth on the other side of being uncomfortable. Okay, so step one tip was auditing your day. Step two is asking yourself, are you starting the day on the offense? When you wake up, let's say you work a 9-to-5. When you wake up, what does your day look like from the time you wake up to the time you go to work? Because those series of decisions that you make are going to depict the rest of your day. Maybe you don't. Maybe you do shift work and you go in at like 4 p.m. to 4 a.m. or whatever. But from the time you wake up to the time you go to work, whenever that is, what does that day look like for you? or what does that period of time look like for you? Because that is going to dictate the rest of your day, I guarantee you. When I worked that busy schedule, it looked like waking up, not snoozing my alarm. I had my alarm across the room so that I had to get up to turn it off. And I had roommates at the time, so I did not want to be rude. So you bet your ass, I got up quick and I turned that off. All right, I'm up. Step one, done. Step two, I turned on the lights. I always turned on the lights. I never allowed myself to go back to bed. I knew that I had an opportunity, a split second opportunity, to tell myself, oh, it's okay, you can go back to bed and you can do it tomorrow. I truly made it a game with myself of like, I will not listen to that voice. And it's not, this sounds like so extra, like a decision to turn on the light, but it's true. It's true, because the more decisions that you allow yourself to make, the more opportunities you have to decide something that's not in alignment with your goals, that's not in alignment with the highest version of yourself. So you have to almost gamify it and be like, there are going to be voices in your head that tell you that you don't have to do this thing, but you're going to do it, right? And understand, this is a big difference than me, you know, getting 2 hours of sleep and forcing myself to the gym. Like, of course I'm not going to do that, right? But this is me saying, hey, I'm in a really busy season of life and I'm never going to want to wake up and go to the gym and I'm never going to want to do this. So I'm going to have to just make myself do it, right? There's a very big difference. I do want to specify, like, there are going to be periods of your life where you truly are going to miss the gym and that's okay. But this is not one of those times for me. And I was able to choose discipline in this moment. But I would wake up. I would have 2 caramel rice cakes with peanut butter. I'll always remember, because I was going to the gym. I had to leave for the gym at 5 a.m. That was what I had to do. I did leave for the gym. It was actually walking distance from my house. So that was really huge. I was able to walk there and get 2,000 steps on the way there and 2,000 steps on the way back. So I would have my flashlight, because sometimes it was really dark. It was safe to walk. Okay, don't worry. But I had my flashlight on and I would just go and I would walk to the gym. It would be like a 20-25 minute walk. And then I would do my workout and then I would walk home. And then I was like, all right, I already have my workout done and I already have 4,000 steps in for the day. Okay. I would get ready. I would eat my breakfast. I always had 25 grams of protein in it because I wanted to start the day on the offense, right? With that, I didn't want to be behind on my food. And then I would get ready and go to work, or I would work from home at the time, but I would clock in because I couldn't really just work when I wanted. So that was how I did my morning. Now, you have a decision every time you wake up. How are you going to start the day on the offense? Are you going to hit snooze? Are you going to go back to bed? Are you going to not get outside and get in a walk? Maybe you don't work out in the morning. That's fine. You can still go outside and get a walk. You can decide whether you want to scroll on your phone for 20 minutes or if you want to make a breakfast and knock out some protein for the day and knock out some food and make sure your food is ready to go. Okay? Think about these things, because the first 2 to 3 things that you do in your day are going to depict the rest of your day. If I were to wake up, go back to bed, and then wake up and then suddenly feel like, oh my gosh, I'm in a rush for work, I would not have my meals prepared. I would probably be hungry and pick something up on the way that I didn't feel like tracking. And now I'm like, oh, I guess I'm not tracking today. And then I would be behind on my steps. I probably would finish low on steps for the day. And then at the end of the day, I'd come home and be like, well, what's the point? And then I would just turn on the TV and eat more and not track it. And then just kind of call the day a wash, right? I don't want to do that. We're not going to be perfect, but setting up these systems in place of like, what does the beginning of your day look like? That is going to make a really big difference when it comes to at the end of the week, looking back and looking at how you were executing. Okay, so that's going to be very, very huge. Step number 3, or tip number 3, is, are you overcomplicating things? This goes back to my earlier point of the importance of, I believe, having a coach during a busy season of life. Because if you are sitting there overcomplicating things, being like, yeah, I'm going to prioritize my fitness journey, and you're making these elaborate recipes, you are thinking you have to meal prep a ton of meals at once, you are thinking that you, quote, have to do these things that you don't have to do in order to see results, that's going to be really frustrating for you. Right. I had someone who joined the team and she was like, yeah, I've been trying to do this on my own, but it's just not possible with my schedule. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she's like, well, we order in lunch every single day at work. And it's just really difficult for me to bring my own lunch every day. And I'm like, what do you have for lunch? And she talked about how she could basically order whatever she wanted. Like the client would cover it, whatever. And I was like, girl, you can basically expense whatever lunch you want. Like, let's just choose something that is a balanced meal that you enjoy doing. That's all that you enjoy eating. That's also macro friendly. Like, it's not like, oh, I'm trying to be healthy, so I can't eat out ever. She was eating out every day. She joined the team. She was eating out every day and she was still making progress because we had talked about how to track these things. We had come up with different examples of what she could order. And suddenly she didn't feel like fitness was such like a nuisance in her life because she was truly able to fit fitness into your life, right? If you have kids and you think that fitness means making a separate dinner from them, that's not what it means, okay? So we have to let go of these preconceived notions and we have to stop overcomplicating things, okay? What does your nutrition look like? For me, it at that time in particular, it looks like having a lot of very easy to grab and go protein sources, okay? I got frozen chicken a lot of the time, pre-made frozen chicken. I did find time to air fry chicken, okay? But for emergencies, I had pre-made frozen chicken. I had pre-made frozen shrimp. I had deli meat. I had yogurt. I had egg whites that I could just throw into a pan as I'm getting ready, right? Like there were things in my day that were made for my schedule. I wasn't out here preheating the oven to like make a salmon, okay? I was doing things that were quick. I was doing things that were easy. I had microwavable rice. I had bread. I had bagels. I had rice cakes. I had easy fruits and vegetables, not things I had to prep, not things that I only enjoyed eating when they were sauteed. Very easy grab and go things that I enjoyed raw or I enjoyed after a few minutes of air frying. It was very easy to make. Okay. I was not getting fancy. If I was ordering food, you know, it was a little bit fancier, but that was like a treat to myself, right? And I would still track it because I still had my goals to hit, right? And as I moved through that season of life, because I did that daily schedule that I was talking about, I did that for four and a half months. It got easier. Like it really did. And I think that's my other kind of vote of confidence to you. Like what's difficult now is not going to be difficult 3 months from now or 3 years from now. Like, especially if you are somebody who maybe you have a coach for the first time and you're like, man, macro tracking just seems like it is such a large part of my day. It will not seem like that in a few months. Like I can promise you it won't. And it will actually start to become something that is more freeing because when things pop up in your day, you're going to be able to pivot. You're going to be able to say, okay, well, I can track this or I can track, you know, whatever. And you'll still go to bed knowing that you checked the boxes for yourself, like we were talking about at the beginning. Like that is what we want. We want to fit fitness into our life, but we want to adapt and not abandon and not say, well, I guess in 6 more months, I'll be able to come back and like regroup and think about my goals. No, right? Life is going to happen. Life is going to happen. And if you are only focused on your fitness journey when there are perfect pockets of time to focus on your fitness journey, is that what you want for yourself? Do you only want to see weight loss happen when life is perfect? Or do you want to lose weight and keep it off? Do you want to change your body composition for the good? Do you want to eventually transition away from macro tracking and be able to maintain this physique that you worked so hard to build, right? These are the questions that I want you to ask yourself, and I want your actions to be aligned with those goals. Number 4, we already talked about a little bit, but I want to go a little bit more in depth with this. And it's, are you being solution oriented? If you are entering into a new permanent phase of life, like maybe you are a mom, like you became a mom, you're a few months postpartum and you're like, wow, I was able to really make progress on my fitness journey before pregnancy. And now I feel like I just don't have time to do what I did prior. I don't have the time. I don't have the resources. I don't have the ability. So therefore I can't make progress. Continuing to have a growth mindset and understanding that fitness is malleable to the phase of life that you're in is the only way to move forward. Okay, I'm not a mom, so I'm not gonna sit here and pretend I know how it is because I absolutely do not. But we do coach a lot of moms, we do coach a lot of nurses, we do coach a lot of people who travel a lot for work. Okay, so I've had some years under my belt of dealing with a lot of different schedules and kind of the challenges that come with it and the different goals that clients have with those sets of challenges, okay? So, but the biggest thing amongst all of them, because again, I'm not gonna go into every single situation because I simply cannot, but the biggest thing with the people who succeed and the clients who succeed when they have a busy schedule or a particular new season of life that they're getting used to is being solution oriented, really not just putting a blanket over their day and being like, I don't have time to go to the gym. Okay, work out at home. How can you incorporate your kid in walks? Like, can you push the stroller and walk around? Can you, you know, do this, that, or the other thing? Like, what does that look like? I had a mom who found out that her gym did daycare while she was at the gym. Like, they would literally watch her kids for her, right? But she didn't even know that. She had to go into the gym and like seek that out. I had a client who was able to get a gym membership that was literally right next to her work. So she wasn't a mom. This is a different example, but she always felt like, oh, by the time I come home, I just want to be with my, you know, husband. We just want to hang out. We just want to do all these things. And I was like, I get it. What if we just went to the gym right after work and then you went home? Because what was difficult for her is she would go home and then find it really difficult to leave again. And she's like, oh, I don't want to leave again to go to the gym. That just sounds like not great. So we're like, okay, let's eliminate that decision, right? Because she didn't feel good when she was making that decision, but it felt hard. Make it less hard. Make it so you don't have to make the decision. So what did she do? She brought her gym clothes to work. She brought her pre-workout meal to work. And she would just go to the gym right after work. She got a gym membership at the one next door. Boom. And then she went home and then she knew she was done. She knew she had hit her goals and she was able to show up as her best self for her relationship because she's like, I'm taken care of. I'm pouring from an empty cup now, or I'm pouring from a full cup now, right? You can't pour from an empty cup. So those are the little things that you need to be solution oriented with. Working out from home, okay? Understanding how to, you know, make meals that are balanced. And for a lot of people are highly customizable. This is something that I tell a lot of people who either cook for families, who have different, you know, things that they enjoy eating, need different amounts of food, or just if you're with roommates, or if you're cooking with your boyfriend a lot, highly customizable meals is going to be really key. So that's going to be things like rice bowls, salads, tacos, omelets, things where you can say, hey guys, we're having tacos for dinner, but maybe, you know, your husband has all the fixings on it. Maybe you just have a few fixings and you just put your plate on a food scale and you track it real quick. And then you guys eat together and it's like not a big deal. That's what I do with my boyfriend, right? So little things like that. It's not like, oh, you know, the family's having lasagna and I got to whip up my, you know, sad little salad over here. It's like, no, let's just make things that are highly customizable, that it's not a big deal. It doesn't take extra time out of your day to make, but you can tailor it towards everybody's needs. It's not going to be perfect all the time. That's not going to be, you know, what you're able to do all the time, but let's just have a growth mindset around what you can maybe do a little bit differently so that you are filling up your cup, because it's not selfish to be focusing on your fitness journey, no matter how many responsibilities you have. Because at the end of the day, if you have responsibilities, there are probably people who you are giving to, whether it's a team that you work with, whether it's patients at a hospital, whether it's your relationships, whether it's your kids, right? There are going to be people that you interact with and that you have to bring a certain energy to, bring a certain level of patience to, bring a certain level of clear-mindedness to, right? Clear-mindedness, I don't know if that's a word, but just roll with it, right? How are you going to make sure that you are, at the end of the day, feeling like you had a little subset of the day for yourself? What does that need to look like? It's going to look different in different seasons of life. How are you showing up as your best self for all of your obligations, for all of your responsibilities, for everything that you have to do? Because I promise you, if you make yourself a priority, you will find more time in your day. You will feel more fulfilled in the other areas of life that maybe just don't feel as fulfilling to you in the moment, right? For me, it was that job that I had, right? You're gonna have more confidence to show up as your more authentic self. And honestly, the trajectory of your life is going to change for the better because you are building that relationship with yourself, We focus on our relationships with other people, which I think is wonderful. But how is the relationship with yourself, right? How do we build that up? We make promises to ourselves and we keep them. It's going to look a little bit different. Again, depending on how busy your schedule is, you're not going to be having the same schedule as, you know, the Instagram influencer who's in college who can make her own schedule. But that doesn't mean that you cannot put yourself first. That does not mean that you cannot keep promises to yourself. And that does not mean that you can't be healthy. So think about those things and let me know if this episode resonated with you. I really hope that it did. I hope that you are feeling so inspired and motivated to finish the year strong and go into 2024 feeling like a badass, okay? So let me know what you think. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. And thanks so much for listening.